Is that your girlfriend?
No, that's my wife.
Whoa, dude, you look so young to be married.
Bring back the old school.
Yep, sure, whatever you say, dude. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Will you relax? Relax, okay? I want to slowly find out he's Mormon. So, what city did you grow up in the Midwest? Where, do you live in the city, sir?
Yeah.
In New York City?
No.
Oh, in a city. Okay, cool. What's the sign say when you drive your Subaru in there? What's the sign say?
Orem.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, that's not a city. Is it? Is Orem a city?
I mean,
oh, a town. Are you Mormon?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
What's your occupation?
I work in politics.
Cool. Hey, great job, by the way, everyone. Is this confidential? Are you allowed to talk about it? What aspect of politics? You're not really allowed to talk about it? Okay, wow. Didn't know we had a patriot up front. All right. Is your boyfriend in politics?
No.
What does he do?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't have a boyfriend?
No.
Oh, okay. This crazy, non-convolute talk, I can tell you're in politics. All right, well. Have you ever dated someone who's like a different age than you? Maybe someone older, maybe a congressman? Have you ever, where did you guys meet? You guys actors?
Yes.
And in politics?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, okay. That's supposed to be surprising, but it's not. Would you date an actor? I've taken acting classes before. I find the male students very unappealing.
I prefer comedians.
Cool. Wow, you have great taste. I haven't seen taste that good since I checked into the hotel I'm staying at. It is decorated impeccably. Enough room for three.
Where are you from?
Kurdistan.
So from Iran?
Yes.
Okay, you tried to throw me off the trail. What? What's that? It's
called Iran.
It's called Iran. Oh, what did I say?
Iran.
Oh, okay. You think this attitude causes a lot of the problems? You live in New York now? You do. Did you say I?
I do.
Don't you mean E?
How old are you?
20.
Who are you with?
Her.
All right. We don't see gender, dude, but all right. What? Is that your girlfriend?
Yes.
How old are you?
15 years older than him.
Oh, shizzle. That's crazy. What's it like hooking up with one of your mom's friends? Is that a... Where did you meet your woman friend?
Tinder.
And you set your age limit to the max. That's fucking... What do you do? Dude, I bet you that drywall isn't very dry. But tell me your girlfriend's name. Mrs. What? I think you two are gonna go the distance. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I think you're going to be together for the rest of her life. I really do.
Have you ever got a tattoo of something and then you had to get it covered up? What was the tattoo initially before you got it covered up? What was it? Take your time. Space for rent? Don't, whatever. A lot of people had tramp stamps. Where was it? Where was the space? Where did you have the space for rent? Where? Why are you pointing down to your groin? What did you get it covered up with? No vacancies? What's that? I asked for a place to stay.
Can I tell you about my favorite tattoo I've ever seen?
No. No, of course you can. Absolutely, I was not done here. I was on my way to a punchline, but... What is your favorite tattoo?
So I do anesthesia for a living, and I had a guy come in for you.
You do anesthesia for a living.
I'm
so, yeah, thanks, lady. I'm not in. Okay, get to the meaty part of the story. You're gonna put us all asleep. All right.
It's a big devil tattoo on his inner thigh, and up with flames.
Of flames up his. It sounds like he had chlamydia, but. Is your husband here to hear about... Oh, there he is. How you doing? I heard about the little devil. Thank you for sharing that tattoo with us. I liked hearing about that, but I'm sure your husband wishes you wouldn't tell people that was your favorite tattoo.
We've been together
20
years.
Oh, okay. So you're allowed to look at other people's flames? What do you do?
I'm retired from the Army.
There's a paratrooper right there. They're on each other's back. What was your position in the Army?
I started infantry and then went special operations. 20 deployments.
That's a lot. I mean, coming from someone who's done 21, Mel. That is... Where did you guys meet?
Onboarded.
You onboarded him. That's what she's doing.
I was in special ed.
Were you in special ed? We don't get a lot of girls in special ed. What was your problem? Okay, so you just start the conversation with a bit of a f***ing brag, and then you're dyslexic? That's what I am. What are your four languages, and I'll tell you mine.
Otteri.
Yeah, spell to me, lady. Yeah. I don't know what language it is, but it's mean as shit. Do you hear what country she's saying?
No.
Let's f***ing invade those guys, man. Honestly. Here comes deployment 21. Is this your boyfriend? That's your wife. Okay, cool. That's more of a blue state thing, but all right. Well, maybe if you have a drastic lifestyle change by the end of the show, we can, you know what I mean? You can sit on me like that. Which, Mal, how do you get over heartbreak? That's the real question.
You want me to give you my mother's advice? My mom said to get over someone, you have to get under someone else.
I'll take you up on that. All right. Did you ever have, a boyfriend?
Like a long time.
Okay, and you just not, you know what I mean?
I mean, it just
didn't do it for you. Do you feel that you're maybe a bit of a quitter? You've never seen a man, maybe on stage or something, and you've never been attracted, ever?
I have a question.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's 917. No, no, I have not.
Have you tried it?
No, I have not tried it. Like, I'm not homophobic. I understand why some men would be attracted to me, but I don't, or some lesbians, but I... Is that your boyfriend with his hat on backwards? Yeah, is that your way of telling me I'm your type? Is that, because we... What's your boyfriend's name?
Matt.
Matt, thank you for coming.
Max.
Max. Oh. These two cannot agree on anything. What does your boyfriend do?
My boyfriend's a
sailor. Dude, that's amazing. Have you ever been on a submarine?
No.
Why no sub, dude? That seems like the cool part.
It's just not my job.
What is your job besides giving me so much attitude when I'm...
over the seals right now.
Dude, I'm surprised we haven't bumped into each other on camp, man. Wow, that is so impressive. Did you do SEAL training?
No, I'm not a SEAL.
Oh, you're not a SEAL? Are you a SEAL assistant? Is that... What type of boat would you go on?
Any surface ship.
Any surface ship, okay. Cool.
You want me to elaborate?
No, I want you to stand down, dude. Yeah. Why did you get fired, that lady? One second, okay?
He's not my husband.
Oh, hey, stop saying that, lady. You know what? Let's focus on the terrible thing you did. What? Where were you working?
In Wales, where
are you? In Wales. Oh, when people say in the New World, when people say, where were you working? They're not asking you what flag was flying above the shop. What? What was your occupation at the time?
In a hotel.
In a hotel. Perfect location for someone who's... You know what I mean? That's a perfect place to work for someone with no morals. What, did she ever find out before I put this clip online that it was you? She found out why? She found out why? Was she upset? Was she wailing? Are you with your girlfriend? Who do you think's got it? You guys or me? I don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. I'm going to, but I wish. Where did you meet this gentleman?
Bumble a year ago.
A Bumble a year ago. Okay. Just doing the math.
Just moved in.
Is this a two-bedroom apartment? What? Why wouldn't you say that's your girlfriend, dude? You live with her. You guys just don't want to put a label on it?
We might in the future.
Yeah, okay. That's generally what you do. You meet someone, move in, and then get your friend to tell them that you like them. Yeah. What's your occupation?
I'm a medical student.
And Dr. No Commitment over there. And what's your name?
It's Kylie.
Kylie?
Kylie.
Okay. Do you think your parents wanted a girl?
They did want a girl?
I have six brothers.
Okay. Let me go through the names. Shannon. Your whole life, have you ever met a man with your name? Maybe at like a drag show or something like that? Have you ever? What's your name? What a crazy name, eh, Kylie?
Yes.
The wife, what's your name?
Kylie.
Kylie. Yeah. What a macho name. That's, you work in the oil fields, Kylie? That's crazy.